1989年，上人开示于台湾。The Venerable Master's Dharma Talk in Taiwan in 1989.
人生七十古来少，先去少年后出老，中间光景不多时，又有一半睡着了，古来人说，人生七十古来稀，稀也就是少的意思。那么现在的人呢，寿命就增加了很多，80岁的人呢很平常，甚至活到90多岁。那么现在人呢，大家是懂得呀，这个长生素。那么古来的人为什么他寿命就70岁已经少了呢？我相信呢，古来的人呢，他是脾气很大，不会呀、养生之道，所以啊活到70岁就少了，先去少年。咱们人呢，少年在15岁以前呢，正在学习怎么样做人的时候，这15岁的时间呢，不能有什么成就，甚至于到20岁以后啊，绕关以后了，他呀稍微懂一点事，所以先出少年后出老。
The ancients had a story that had a line that goes, for those to live 70 years has always been rare on the earthIf we first subtract the years of youth and later the years of age, when we look at it, the middle age isn't very long, and already half of that is passed away in sleep. Now there's another way to read this poem that says, it's rare to find somebody who has lived to be 70. That's the same meaning as few. But we can know that our lives have increased in general,that just the general longevity of people has. There are many, many 80-year-olds now in the world. Now, what's going on here? Is it the case that people are living longer than before, and why? How come it was the case that so many ancients, so few of them, lived past 70 years old? Probably it's because in the past, the ancients had big tempers, so their lifespan was correspondingly decreased. But let's look at the mathematics of this verse. It says,First, we get rid of the years of youth. And the years of youth is talking about before the age of 15. When we are from the first born until 15, we don't have any accomplishment as people. This is called the age of the soft hat. That's the Chinese way to refer to young people. And we only understand a little bit of the world at that time. So let's subtract those 15 years. Even up to the age of 20, we don't really understand what's going on.
你就算呢活70岁，少年去15岁，老的时候又去15岁，人要年老了，这个头脑也都笨了，耳聋眼花，牙也掉了。我们在这个老的15年呢， 也就没有朝气了。没有朝气呀、啊，也就是暮气沉沉了，暮气沉沉了。中间光景不多时啊，先去十五年少的时候，又去十五年老的时候，中间光景啊，只有四十年的期间。这四十年的期间，除了吃饭、穿衣服、到厕所大小便的时候，这都啊去了差不多20%。那么四十年以百分来计算呢，去了20%，这还少去，中间就剩啊80%。这80%啊，醒着的时候只有40%，睡着了的时候也有40%，所以说中间光景不多时，又有一半睡着了。有的人说呀，这句话说这几句话说的不贴切。我呀，白天也做工，晚上也做工，一天呢总要做一天一夜24个钟头啊，我会做这个25个钟头的工，所以我也没睡着。这是啊，强词夺理，恐怕办不到。
And then, it says, then we subtract the period of old age. When people are old, their minds are very clumsy, stupid. They're not very adept or quick. Their eyes go blind, their ears go deaf, and their teeth fall out. There's no more spring energy left for the last 15 years of life. It's just the energy of the end. That's what's left of old people.So the third line says, and in between, there isn't much time. That's to say, first take 15 years away for youth, 15 years away for age, that leaves 40 years of our lifespan left. Now, if we talk about the period that we expend in eating, dressing, going to the bathroom, these kind of mundane affairs, and we put it in percentages, let's say that takes 20%, then we have only, if we start out with 80 years,then we have 20% off for youth, 80%, there's 80% left. And half of that is passed in sleep. So left, there's only a few years left to us to do anything. And someone may say, now this is not very realistic because I work day and night.Although there are only 24 hours a day, I manage to work 25 hours of work. Now, and I don't sleep. That's the way I like to pass my life. Now, we could say, although you like to think this, you're still forcing the issue. This is not something you can really do.
那又有人这么说，就是啊，这个人心不足，想什么呢？像那个蛇呀，想要把那个大象吞了去。可是蛇呀，不能吞那个大象。那么，这是啊，终日茫茫至危机，得了饱饭又思衣。一时两般俱丰足，房中缺少美貌妻，娶下娇妻并美妾，出入无卡少飞机，汽车飞机均已备， 又无官职被人欺，四品三品，五品四品先官小，三品二品也先低，一朝一品当朝做宰相，又想面南去登基，一日登基坐了殿，又想神仙下居奇。
Said that our human mind is never ever content. We are always finding ways to increase our greed. There is a verse that goes, we're busy all day long only to prevent starvation, to prevent our hunger. And once we eat our fill of food, then we want to get nice clothes. But once food and clothes are sufficient, then we want to find a beautiful spouse or a handsome mate. And then, once our mate is secure at home, we want to get concubines and girlfriends. Coming and going, we have to find a good transportation. But our planes and our airplanes are confiscated by the citizens. We want to be an official and be the boss of people. So we ascend the ranks of officialdom in the Purple Grove. To be a third class is not enough. A second class doesn't satisfy us. One day we want to ascend to the top of the ladder and become a prime minister. But then a prime minister is not sufficient, and we want to be emperor. But the day we become emperor, we're still not content. We long to be an immortal and to play chess with the sages. And that's just the way people are, isn't it?
这个人心呢，说是一天到晚忙碌碌，奔奔波波，烦烦恼恼，争争吵吵，就为了要吃饱饭，为了怕饥饿才这么奔波去。广东话说胃口笨迟，这个得了饱饭又思衣，那么有饭吃了又想买一点漂亮的衣服来穿一穿，衣食两般俱丰足，都够了，也有衣服穿也有饭吃了，俱丰足了，房中缺少美貌妻。有个人呢，又想啊，找一个漂亮的对象，于是乎啊，就不停的去找。那么找到啊，妻妾满堂了。可是怎么样呢？又无官职被人欺，他这个时候又出入啊，也没有汽车，也没有飞机，等这个汽车飞机都有了，可是啊，这老百姓被人欺负，所以啊，又无官职被人欺，五品官、四品官也叫得很小的，三品、二品也是啊不够排场，做的一品大员，做宰相，做到宰相了，一品当朝为宰相。又想面南去登基，又想去做皇帝去， 要啊做这个万人之上啊，人人之上啊，这个宰相是一人之下万人之上啊，他又想总有比他还高的，他自己啊想去做皇帝了。等有一天他果然做了皇帝了，可是他还不知足，他又想什么呢？就想啊，要成神了，和神仙呢下一棋，几千年在一起下棋，你说这个比做皇帝更好。这的人这种美梦啊，什么时候都不能满足的。所以说人心不足蛇吞象。
This verse talks about never being content. It says that all day long we fight back and forth and contend with each other only to get enough food to stave off, to prevent starvation. Once we have enough food to fill our bellies, we want to have pretty clothes, so we think about those things. And once food and clothes are sufficient and we have all we need, then our thoughts turn to getting a handsome mate. We want to have a good-looking spouse. But that doesn't satisfy us. So what do we want to do? We want to fill our parlor with a harem. We want to have beautiful concubines and ladies-in-waiting or handsome boyfriends all around us. Now, once our retinue is complete in this way, we have to come and go. And it's important that we get appropriate transportation. We have to have a carriage to ride our group in. And when the carriage is underway, we decide that's not enough. We want to take to wings so we get an aircraft. When we have cars and planes sufficiently, then we think about entering public service. We want to become an official, a public servant. But just being in the public service is not enough. We want to ascend the ranks to third rank, second rank, and on up the official ladder. We want to ascend to the position of prime minister. Prime minister is one who is in charge of all 10,000 officials, and all the officials and the 10,000 citizens. But one day our greed is not content and we long to be emperor at that time. Can you imagine being even above the prime minister? And we become an emperor, but at that point our greed takes over and we long to be an immortal. We want to play chess with all the sages. So on and on it goes, and our pretty dream is never ever satisfied. Our dream of riches, wealth, and honor and glory goes on, and the human mind is never ever content.
后来又有这么三个老年人，一个60岁的，一个65岁的，一个70岁的。这个三个老人呢，都是互相做朋友，很要好的朋友，也是很知己的朋友。有一天呢，三个人就去喝酒，在喝酒的期间呢，这个最年轻的60岁这个老年人呢，就说了，说今年酒席宴前会，不知明年又少谁。那么中间这个老年人说，你说的太长远了，怎么会等得那么长呢？那他这个年轻的就问这个中年的这个老人呢，说那你怎么说呢？中年这个老人就说了，说今晚脱了鞋和袜，不知明日提不提。说我今天晚上把鞋袜都脱了，明天早起我能不能再穿呢？这都是问题了。那老年的人说，你说的也太远了， 那么这两个比较年轻的就问这个老年人呢，那你怎么说呢？老年人说，我这口气出去，那口气能不能回来啊，这都是啊在不可知之处。有这个三个老年人呢，怎么能有这样的觉悟心呢？啊，这都很难得的。啊，人命无常，在呼吸间，在呼吸间呢，啊，或者就活着，或者就死了。所以人生并没有什么值得我们留恋。所谓一切有为法，入梦幻泡影，入路已入电，应作入室观。路电这个梦幻泡影都是短暂的，都是不是真实的。
There is another story told by the ancients. This is about two old friends. They're all senior citizens. One is 50 years old, one is 65 years old, one is 70 years old. And these are old friends. These are very close old friends. One day they get together for a cocktail in the afternoon. And during the time they were drinking,The youngest of the seniors, or he was already 50, he sighed. He said, this year is already coming to a close, and who knows next year?
Which one of us will go? That's what he said. Meaning, maybe the three of them would never meet again. Next year, one would be gone. Who was the first one? And the middle senior,The 65-year-old said, no, no, no. He says, you're talking much too long in the future. How can you possibly project that far into the future? Well, the 60-year-old one said, well, what do you say about it? So the middle one said, tonight, when we take off our shoes and our socks, who knows which one, who knows if we'll put them on again in the morning? Meaning, suppose they die tonight. And the eldest of the three,The eldest senior said, no, no, no. He said, you're talking much too long in the future. How can you project that far in advance? So the two young seniors said to him, well, what do you say about it? He said, when this breath goes out, do I know for sure whether the next breath will come back in? It's very hard to say. His meaning was, life and death, the matter of impermanence, is decided within the space of a single breath.So, knowing that this is the case, what in life is worth attaching to? All dharmas, says the Vajrasutra, are like dreams, like illusions, like bubbles, like shadows, like dewdrops, and like a flash of lightning. Absolutely everything that's conditioned in this world, made of component parts, is temporary. It's not real.
做梦的时候有人告诉你说，哎，你现在在做梦呢。他不相信他做梦的时候他是做梦，等他梦醒了，没有人告诉他，他自己也知道啊，我这个天天都是在净做这么多梦啊。所以说人生一场梦，人死梦一场，梦里深荣归，梦醒再穷乡，朝朝是做梦，不搅梦黄粱，梦中绕不醒啊，枉做梦一场。咱们要能啊把这个人生看得看破了，放下了，那是真正快乐，真正的自在。
Human life passes just like a dream. But if somebody appears in the dream and says, you know, you're dreaming, we won't believe them. It's only after we wake up that we know for ourselves, oh, I was dreaming all along. Nobody has to tell us then. We realize that we were just asleep all that time. So it's said that human life is just like a dream. And in death, it's even more like a dream. In the dream, we live in riches and glory. But when we wake up, we're back on poverty row. Every day we go on dreaming, and yet we're still unaware. If we don't wake up, then we might as well go back to sleep and dream again. So if we can take this dreamlike life and see through it and put it down, only then can we be really happy, really true, really free.
请问师父，这里还有五个问题，现在要不要回答？时间是已经过了。什么问题啊？第一个，请问上人，人人皆有缘，能成为上人的弟子吗？如不能，请问上人如何才能成为上人之有缘俗家弟子？魏米藤子。
这里问题是说，你有真心就是有缘，没有真心，有缘的也没有缘；有真心的，没有缘的也有缘。How
can we?
If you have truth mind, no condition have condition. If you don't have truth mind.Sincere heart, have condition, is no condition.
As people all have conditions, how could we come to have, do we have the conditions to be the abbot's disciple?And if we don't, then how can we start to develop the conditions so that we can have them and be the abbot's disciple?
接下来一个问题是，请问法师，佛菩萨能不能替众生担业障？这是第一个问题。第二个问题，请问法师，我们该如何辨别一位真正的名师？就是王瑞君居士问的。
The first question is, is it possible for the Buddhas and Bodhis?
翻译英文呢
？Is it possible for the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to take on our karmic offenses for us? The second question is, how can we recognize a really bright teacher who really understands?
你要有过能改，你以前的过，这个佛菩萨，可以呀、啊，赦你无罪。佛菩萨有这个力量，不究以往。如果你这个有过不改，那佛你专门靠佛菩萨来承担你的罪孽，承担你的过错，那是无有是处的。
法师，我们该如何？辨别一位真正的名师，
看他有没有真心，看他有没有贪心，看他有没有目的呀、啊、
有没有谋求令人不知道的事情，他去去让人反作，他是不是一个自私的人，是不是一个自利人？他是不是啊？常常说方便语啊，认为这是功德话啊，这是啊，那这不是大方语，这是方便浅巧教化众生，应该说一点呢这个不真实的话，要
话，那他要自己成为自己是善知识，也是无有是处。
The answer to the questions are, if you can change your fault, then the Buddhist Bodhisattva can pardon your offenses. But if
your faults remain unchanged and your bad habits go unchanged and you only rely on the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to take on your offenses for you, then it won't happen. This is impossible. The second question was, how do you tell a real teacher from the false teachers? Number one, look and see if the person fights. Number two, look and see if the person is greedy. Three, look and see whether the person has a purpose to everything he does. Is there a secret goal? Are there hidden things that he keeps from everybody? The fourth way to tell, is he or is he not a selfish person? The fifth way is he or is he not out for personal advantage? And then the last rule of thumb is, check and see whether the person has lots of expedient things that he says. He's all the time bending the truth and telling little lies, but he never says they are. He says, these are not lies. These are simply expedient ways of talking to teach and transform living beings. As a teacher, I should say all of these expedient things. And his talk is always full of this kind of stuff. If you find any of these criteria in the person, you can know that he is not a good and wise advisor.
请师父慈悲开示。一天学一字，一字学一天的区别在哪里？弟子果结。
什么？一天怎么？
学一字，学一个字。
啊。
一个字学一天呢？这有什么区别？
是谁问的这个分别？
是谁问？
谁问的这个区别？
是什么人问这个分别？是什么人问这个区别的？
你吃饭和饭吃有没有什么分别？
你吃饭跟饭吃有什么分别吗？
The question was, please be compassionate and answer by Gwokit. He asks, what is the difference between studying one word a day and studying all day one word? And the answer was, who asked this question? Do you eat food or do you food eat? It's the same principle. Meaningless.
有什么分别?
What's the difference?
什么什么 meaning? 我没有说什么 meaning, 我就问有什么分别。我再说两句话啊，就是补充昨天晚间呢，我看呢，中马票的事情，有的人呢说我一定啊也要做个梦啊，中个马票啊，我告诉你们一件呢很可笑的事情，牛妖啊有几个居士。在我面前发愿呢，说他们要买这个不知那个是大家乐啊，是小家乐啊，是大家哭啊，是小家哭啊，那种票，说是要赢了嘛，都要给万和城。你猜奇怪不奇怪？他买一块钱的只赢一块钱，买两块钱的只还。赢了两块钱，这是够本，买了大要很多次，所以以后气的再也不买了。
I want to add a bit to the story last night told by Zheng Guogan about his winning horse ticket in Hong Kong and the dream that he had. It's quite a funny story.There were some lay people in New York who vowed to buy me a lottery ticket. It's not for sure that they were lay people. Okay. They were going to buy me a lottery ticket. And they said if they won, they were going to give all the proceeds to the city of 10,000 Buddhas. And strange as it seems, they got even money on their tickets. They bought a $1 ticket and got $1 and one $1. $2 tickets bought $2. So because their hopes were disappointed, they stopped buying lottery tickets for me.
人一种争第一好自满的一种习气，可是人在世界上啊，究竟是来做什么的？你问100个，就会有99个说不知道，来做什么不知道，是不是到这个世界来为的是穿衣服，是不是到这个世界来为的吃饭，是不是来到这个世界来就是疲倦了睡一睡，做一个很甜蜜的梦，是不是为了这个？这个问题表面上看来是很简单，要是细研究起来，意义是无穷的。因为这个，俺们人先要问问我们自己，想要做什么，做完了又怎么样？秦始皇兵吞六国，汉高祖然后做皇帝，这都是怎么回事？人情冷暖，世态炎凉，在这种糊里糊涂的生活中，就做出一些个糊涂事，做出一些个糊涂事，自己还认为是非常聪明。
All of you good and wise advisors, each one of us feels that we are very smart. Even the stupidest person in the world feels that he is not the stupidest, but in fact is quite intelligent. He feels that he surpasses other people, and he wants to be number one. We all have the habit of feeling self-important. But people in the world, ultimately, what have we come for? If you ask 100 people on the street, 99 of them will say,I don't know. I don't know what I came for. Now, did we come to this world to dress? Did we come simply to eat good food? Or to sleep a lot? To simply linger on in a sweet dream? Is that what we're here for? On the surface, this question seems quite simple. But in fact, if we look at it deeply, it's not at all. It goes level upon level, level after level. It's very deep.So, we first have to ask ourselves, what are people here to do? Then, we have to figure out what to do about it. There was the Emperor Qin, the Emperor of the Qin Dynasty, Shi Huang, the first Emperor of the Qin Dynasty. Then there was the the first ancestor of the Han Dynasty too, Han Gaozu. And they had one answer to the question, but like most people, they still did confuse things in a confused life. We all do that, and yet we still think we're awfully smart.
想起来孔老夫子在陈蔡绝粮的时候带着3000多个门人让陈蔡之间没有东西吃了，那么就派子路啊去到范丹那儿借米去。范丹呢是个穷人，可是他的吃的米呀、啊、很多，吃不完，因为他是个要饭的，要了米呀、啊、他就保留着，所以很多米孔老夫子一个堂堂的万世师表的身份居然就没有米吃了。派子路啊到那儿去向范丹借米，子路就去了，见了范丹，说明了来意。范丹说：“你要借米呀、啊，我给你，你们那是读书的人，我给你出个题目，你要是答对了，我就借给你米；要不答对了，啊，我不能借。”子路说：“那你出题，你只管出了，我跟着我老夫子学的，啊，满腹经纶，啊，虽然不能说才高北斗，小富五居，啊，大要一个问题不还不至于答不出来的，啊，子路就自满了，啊，认为自己这个聪明啊，智慧是。”很不错了，范丹就说了，说你说这个世界上什么多什么少，说一说看，什么欢喜什么恼啊，你答复我这两个问题。子路不加思索冲口而出就说了，说这个星星多月亮少，娶媳妇欢喜，死人就恼。啊，范丹摇头说：“不对，不对，不借米给你，你赶快走。”范丹这个下逐客令，啊，这个子路啊，冲冲大怒，哼，你这个要饭的人，我向你借米，你又出问题，我答得很正确，你也不借给我。根本你就不想借给我啊，怒冲冲的就走了，回去告诉老夫子，告诉老夫子啊，老夫子就问他，你借米借来了没有？啊，这个啾啾武夫这个子路就说，他出乱出题目，我答对了他就借给我米，答不对他就不借，我明明是答对了他也不借给我，这个要饭的是没有人情讲。
Now we can look at the example of Confucius when he had the experience called the difficulty or the disaster between Chun and Zai. He was leading 3,000 students on a pilgrimage out in the country to go and study, and they ran out of food. There was not enough food to eat. So Confucius sent his disciple Zilu to Fan Dan's place to borrow rice, Now, Fandan was a beggar. He was very poor. But he was able to scrape together a lot of broken rice. So he had a lot of food. And Zulu, who came from Confucius, Confucius, who was a genuine scholar, a man of letters, had no food. So he faced up to reality and sent his disciple Zulu to explain the reason why he came. And Zulu did that. He knocked on the door and told him his purpose, and he was very arrogant about it. And Fandan answered, you scholars, all right. He said, you're book people. If you can answer my question, then I will give you rice, but you have to answer it correctly. If you can't answer my question correct, you don't get any food. And Zulu, upon hearing this, of course, felt very much in his element. He just puffed up his chest and said, well, now, even though my scholarship does not resound throughout the four seas, all the same, I consider myself not illiterate. So go ahead and ask your question. You can see that he was really stuck up, felt that he really had a lot of learning. So Fandan, the beggar, went ahead and asked him. He said, What in the world is fewer? What in the world is happy? And what in the world is trouble? He said, what in the world is more? What in the world is fewer? What in the world is happy? And what in the world is trouble? And Zulu just fired off an answer right through his hat. He didn't even stop to blink an eye. He just said, the stars are the most and the moon is the fewest. Getting married is the happiest and being alone is the worst, is the most trouble. Fandan heard his answer and said, wrong, wrong, get out. Now you don't get any food. Oh, and Zulu just got his face turned red and he got angry. He said, now you poor beggar, he said, how come you're not going to give rice to us? How dare you? You never planned to give it to me at all. What do you mean it's wrong? And so Fandan says, no, you answered wrong. I'm not going to give you anything. Zulu just said, you're being totally unreasonable. My answer was absolutely right. Now, why are you causing so much trouble? Why don't you just give us the food? You asked me what was much and what was few, what was happy and what was trouble. And I answered that the stars are many, the moon is few, getting married is happy, and being a widow is, or widower, being alone is trouble.
When somebody dies.
When someone dies is the most trouble. And Fandan says, no, that's wrong. Goodbye. So Zulu just went off in a huff, really angry, and he went back to Confucius. And Confucius says, did you bring the rice? Did you bring the food? And Zulu mumbled and grumbled and said, no, I didn't. I didn't bring any food back. Well, he said, why? Well, I answered very clearly. I said it just right. And he's being totally unreasonable. He's just making a lot of trouble. He gave me a question, and I answered his question. He said it was wrong.
孔老夫子说, 他出什么题目给你, 叫你做什么文章来的? 他说, 子路说, 他给我出题目, 问我, 什么多, 什么少? 什么事情是欢喜, 什么事情是恼? 老夫子说, 你怎么答的? 子路说, 我说, 星星多, 月亮少, 娶媳妇, 欢喜, 死人恼。 孔老夫子也摇头说, 不对, 不对。 你再回去和他说, 他就借给你了, 我告诉你怎么答复。 子路这一个纠结无春, 我不相信, 我答复的不对, 你看, 这个世界上, 当然月亮就一个, 星星那么多, 这怎么不对呀? 这不是星星多月亮少吗? 人啊，一娶媳妇了，大家都来恭喜来了，说的你恭喜呀，这不是喜吗？死人的时候人就来说啊，你烦恼了，烦恼了，这不是恼吗？有什么不对？老夫子说，你去告诉他，这回你去说，这个世界上小人多，君子少，借时候欢喜，要的时候就恼。你回去说一说看看，死路半信半疑的啊，连走带跑的又去找这个穷要饭的晦气去了，就到那儿砰砰叫门，饭单这个门给开开了，说你回来做什么？他说我答的你说不对，我老师答复的，我念给你听听，你看看对不对啊。
Confucius said, well, what did you say? And Zulu said, he said, what is much and what is few? What is happy and what is trouble? I said, the stars are many, the moon is few, getting married is happy, and when somebody dies, it's the most trouble. Confucius said, no, wrong. No, you answered totally wrong. Wrong, said Zulu. Confucius says, yes. Now, you go back to Fandan, and you tell him my answer. You carry my answer with you. And you say this.You say, superior people are many, and inferior people are few, and inferior people, xiaoren, are many. When you loan rice or loan food, it's very happy, but when you ask for it back, then it's a lot of trouble. You go tell him that and see what he says. And so Zulu, full of doubts, kind of,slunk back to Fandan's house, knocked on the door. Fandan answered and said, oh, you've come back. What are you back for? And Zulu said, well, you told me my answer was wrong, and so my teacher has given a better answer this time.
Fandan 说你老师怎么说的？说我老师说呀，世界上小人多，君子少，借时候欢喜，要时候就恼，对不对呀？樊丹说对呀，现在我借给你米但是我要米的时候你不要恼。那么这样子樊丹就被米借去了，所以了解这个孔老夫子这个绝粮之苦啊，这是啊，说明了这个人情冷暖，世态炎凉，是如此如此，这般这般。
Fandan says, oh, what did he say? And Zulu said, inferior people are many, and superior people are few. When you loan rice, it's very happy, and when you want it back, it's trouble.And Fandan says, that's right, that's the right answer. So I'll give you all the rice and all the food that you need. So this experience resolved the disaster between Chun and Zai when Confucius ran out of food to eat. So what is life all about ultimately? It's just a question that can be answered right within these simple matters.
我想和各位啊讲一讲中国啊近百年来的这个预言的经验，没有经验，就单讲这个毛泽东这一首。这毛泽东这一首啊，是在日本投降之后，日本呢侵略中国，把中国人呢杀的是无数，杀人如麻， 最后啊受原子弹的果报而没有条件投降。在日本投降那时候啊，我曾经这样说，我说日本人呢虽然投降了，20年之后日本人还是称兄世界。为什么呢？他民族有团结性，有爱国的心呢是特别强。可是他爱国的心特别强，他守国的心呢，守国的政策可是不足。他只知道是侵略旁人呢，而不知道啊每一个国家的相安无事。因为他国家小就要向外发展，向外发展这个就是一个不忠于自己的国家。在万佛城的教育是小学的嘛，就叫这个外国人要孝顺父母。外国英文上根本没有这一个孝字，所以人人都不懂得孝是个什么。那么那个小学里啊专门叫这个不孝的儿童回去孝顺父母，所以这个父母都很高兴。因为以前他这个小孩子不听话，那么一些到了万佛城的玉良小学就改良他这个种子了，种子改良了，所以啊他就听话了。那么于是父母都很高兴。中学呢我们就讲这个尽忠为国，我们尽忠为国呀主要就是不侵略其他人的国家，和日本的政策正相反。那么怎么样不侵略其他国家就算忠呢？因为你侵略其他的国家就要损失啊人命财产，我不知道损失多少，你把自己国的财产损失了还是小事，把人命啊搭上不知多少，这是个大事，这对不起自己国家人民，所以就我认为他是不忠。要是忠啊就不应该去侵略旁的国家，那么守住自己的国界这个国土的边界就够了。
This translation will be a little rough. If people want to fill in, please do. I'd like to tell you a little bit about Chinese history now. The poem of prediction about the last 100 years of China's history. And I'm going to specifically talk about Mao Zedong, that section. This is after the Japanese surrender at the end of the Second World War. The Japanese came to China and invaded the country. And as a result, they received the atomic bomb. Now, I said that at the time that after the Japanese surrender, in 20 years, even though they have surrendered, they will still be a major force in the world because they have a very patriotic streak in their nationality. They received a little bit of Chinese culture, part of it, but they didn't receive the important part. So they never really understood that countries should learn to cooperate and get along together. In fact, their country is too small, and as a result, they don't understand the principle of being, of acting in service, being zhong, being loyal to your own country, and not invade others' countries. Our school, Instilling Virtue Elementary School, Instilling Goodness Elementary School, teaches the children, first of all, to practice filial respect. This is a very important matter in America now, because in America, the word filial respect and the concept of filial respect is, you can't even find it, it's not even there. So we teach children, we specialize in teaching children who are badly behaved, children who have no idea of how to act towards their parents. We take them and give them our program, instilling goodness in them, starting with filial respect. And their very nature, their seeds, are changed. In China, we have always valued being loyal to the extreme, to going to the utmost in loyalty towards the country. And this means simply not invading other people's countries. This is quite the opposite of Japan. Japan has been traditionally not loyal to their own country and invaders of others' countries. Why do I say that being loyal and acting in service to your country involves not invading others' countries? It's because if you invade someone else's country, your own country takes a tremendous loss in material goods and wealth. You have to be ready to give up and have destroyed much of your material resources. More important than that is that you kill many people. This is the most valuable resource of all. So we can't misuse our own country this way.
所以日本投降之后，这一段是这么说的：说，青雷炸，树白旗，千万佛鬼哭啼啼，石头城中飞夫道，又见重整汉公仪。 东山又有火光照，我这个预言呢，我曾经和这个蒋纬国将军呢谈过。他们这是说的日本被原子弹春雷炸，这个春雷一响，这个春雷就是当时的原子弹，原子弹一响嘛，就竖白旗了。 说白旗日本的那个军队啊，在中国以前呢，像龙争虎猛，啊，都像个老虎那个军队，啊，敢一投降了，比绵羊还不如了，啊，变成活鬼了，所以千万活鬼哭啼啼，他们都哭起来了，啊，石头城中飞福道，这是啊，这个国民党。 八年抗战胜利，原子弹一响，日本呢，就是黄军也不军了，黑军也不军了，变成红军的军了，共产党起来。那么石头城呢，就下命令，送日本都回国。 我认为当时这个命令是个烂命。日本侵略中国呀，是这个杀人屠城啊，把建筑物给毁坏的不知多少，那么中国的建筑物和桥梁破坏的不知多少，那么当时。 应该把日本这些军队都留下来，你把我的建筑物给我毁了，你就是照样都给我修好了它。这应该是对他是这样。那么石头城中飞福道叫日本呢，回国，蒋老总统嘛就以德报怨。 咱们在南京啊，就下命令啊，下这个命令，咱们也到南京去开会，都是礼仪三百为一三千呢，像汉朝的那种的，这个礼敬，这个穿上都穿上礼服啊，这样的到了南京来开会，可是东山又有火光照，在东北啊。 这共产党就成了气候了，毛泽东呢，在那做起怪来了，这个火光道就是红色的这个旗呀，又现出来了。
The verse that talks about the surrender of the Japanese, says, there was a clap of thunder in spring, and the white flag arose. The poor ghosts in countless numbers cried and sobbed and wailed. There was a meeting in the capital, and much etiquette was displayed. And in the mountains to the east, a red fire is flickering. Now, I told this story, I told what this verse means to the son of the generalissimo, to Zhang Weiguo. I personally explained it to him. And this is talking about when spring thunder rolls. Now, the spring thunder, what is that? That's the atomic bomb. And the white flag was raised immediately afterwards. After the atomic bomb fell, the Japanese... The Japanese at first were more fierce than tigers. Their military they displayed a kind of ferocity that even tigers can't match. But after the atomic bomb fell, they were more subdued than a little gentle lamb. In fact, they couldn't even measure up to a lamb. They were more like ghosts. They were there crying. They were so subdued. The flags at the time were not that of the Yellow Emperor or even the Black Emperor. The flags were red. The order came to go back to Japan, and the invasion was over. The Japanese, while they had been in China, were responsible for much genocide. They went around just killing everyone, and they destroyed much of the architecture of China. Many of the houses and the famous architecture was destroyed by the Japanese army. Now, my proposal at the time was not to send the troops back. There was an order that was given to demobilize, to pull the troops back to Japan. My proposal was that since they were responsible for destroying so much of what was valuable in China, that the army should stay there and repair all of the damage that they had done. This would be the first step towards making repayment for the disaster. The next line says, the meeting in the capital with much etiquette. When the Japanese invasion was over, everyone withdrew and the leaders of China met in Nanking. And they practiced the 8,000 or the 3,000 rules of deportment and the 8,000 minor details of etiquette. It was just like the Han Dynasty imperial court with all that pomp and circumstance. However, in the east, in the mountain, there was a red flag flying. What were the fires flickering in the east? That's Chairman Mao.
下一栏连呢，就说的毛泽东，说是啊，日月时，五星稀，二气交加挂彩衣，野人举足排金虎，遍地红花遍地鸡。富贵贫贱无高低，这个日月时五星稀，日月都日时月时啊，这日月都无光了。那时候啊，昏天地暗，五星啊也很少，这五星旗也很少，这五星稀。二气交加挂彩衣，怎么说这是毛泽东呢？这二加个七字。把它合成一体，这是毛字，二气交加，挂彩衣，这个彩衣就意思就这个暗示啊是毛泽东。野人举足排金虎，这个野人什么叫野人呢？就是共产党的工农兵，工人呢没有学问，能人也是没有学问的。兵也是大老粗，听说共产党的军队，刚刚得到这个大陆的时候，那个兵啊，那个当官的，连那么一个枪啊，那个高射炮他也不认识，他说这个是一个好照相机，也不知道怎么用，那么就这么糊涂啊，就不知不觉就成功了，你看奇怪吗？那个
二七交加挂彩衣，野人，野人呢就是这些个没有学识的粗野之人。举足排金虎，怎么叫举足排金虎呢？那时候这个共产党刚一接收大陆的时候，就清算大地主，大地主就是金老虎啊，他这个粗人呢，他也敢惹这个老虎。那时候要不是他们成功了，他怎么敢惹这个金老虎啊？所以啊，野人举足踩金虎，压踩这个金老虎。遍地红花遍地鸡啊，满中国呀都是开红花了，这个锄头这个旗呀，到处都是。遍地鸡，遍地鸡呀，您不要误会的说啊，一定这个遍地都是野鸡，到处都可以打野鸡，有野鸡吃啊，没有那么好的日子喽。这个鸡呀，就是饥饿的鸡，遍地红花，遍地鸡啊，人人都挨饿了。他的口号啊，说富贵贫贱无高低，你们各位想一想啊，俺们中国呀多灾多难，老百姓受这个涂炭，也不知道是谁造成的。
Now there's another verse that talks about specifically about Chairman Mao, and that's the next verse in the poem. And it says, there is an eclipse, and the two and the seven intercross. The entire globe, the entire land is covered with red flowers. And yet everywhere there is hunger. Now the eclipse is talking about the sun and the moon covering over its light. There was a confusion in the heavens. And why does it say two and seven intercross? People who know the Chinese characters know that when you put the two R on top of qi, you get the word for Mao. So this is talking about Chairman Mao. This is just rebuilding the character in a different way. And it says the next line says, the coarse, the wild people oppress the golden tiger. These wild people, who are they talking about? They're talking about the rustic people, those who have no learning. This is the Communist Party, members of the Communist Party. We know that farmers have no learning, and soldiers, it said the soldiers are so stupid, when the Communists first came to the mainland, that they showed a rifle, is this right, to one of the soldiers, and he said, hey, that's a very interesting looking camera, he said. He didn't even recognize what it was for. That's how stupid and how coarse these people were. But all the same, the revolution succeeded. And the wild people, these coarse people, suppressed the golden tigers. Who were the golden tigers? The golden tigers is talking about the landlords, because their power was, and their ability to oppress the people and frighten them was just like a tiger. And of course, the gold talks about their wealth. So the communists succeeded and liquidated the landlords. And that's what it's talking about. Now, it says red flowers everywhere covered the earth. And everyone was hungry everywhere. Now, bian di ji here does not mean that there are chickens everywhere. Don't mistake the word ji here for chicken. It's not. It's hunger. It's the same sound. It's a homophone. There's a pun here. People everywhere were hungry. Although the slogan of the Communist Party was, the rich and the noble, the poor and the oppressed and the lowly will be level and impartial without any high or low. Although they said that, in fact, it wasn't the case. They weren't able to deliver it.
最后我和各位讲呢，毛泽东死的时候，我曾经有几句话纪念毛泽东的。这个纪念是根据他的这个新元春这个咏雪的那一段词来写的。 他对咏雪这一段词啊，说的是北国风光，千里冰封，万里雪飘，看长城内外，惟余莽莽，大河上下，顿时滔滔，山雾银石，原驰蜡象，欲天公试比高，许晴日看红装素裹，分外遥遥，江山如此多娇，使无数英雄引无数英雄惊折腰，昔秦皇汉武廖书文采，唐宗宋祖稍逊风骚，一代天骄成吉思汗，至石弯弓射大雕，据王意述风流人物，还看今朝。我头一次看见这首词的时候啊，我把这首词给改了一个字，这个一个字改的，这个立法委员董正之当时也对他说过，改的哪一个字呢？我给他改呀，述风流人物难看今朝。为什么不呢？为什么难看呢？你想一想，他选他一个继承人。这个以为是他心腹，想不到啊，这个人要杀他。他如果要真有大智慧，怎么会引起人会要来继承他？不久将来就是登基坐殿了，怎么还要杀他？这是什么道理？这不是很难看吗？再者，死了尸骨未寒。这个老婆呀，一切四人帮都被人抓起来。他要是有智慧，为什么连自己的老婆都保不住啊？那么就造成这么中国大混乱。所以这个我认为毛泽东啊，是少年呢得志不可一世，老年呢糊涂。名誉扫地呀、是丧失一世世的英名，所以他死了，我很叹息的就给他写了几句话。这几句话这么说的，说我这是用他的字词句呀、来说他。我说要与天公试比高，他想要和天公来比高低，他是目空一切的，所以他说秦皇汉武廖书文采。我说要与天公试比高，无数英雄惊折腰，秦皇汉武书文采，唐宗宋祖逊风骚，都是他的句子，给他是剪去一个字。那么他说成吉思汗只是弯弓射大雕，我说成吉思汗非真勇，不是真有勇气的，真有无勇的。那么下一句啊，是我给他添的，我给他加上去的。他因为他大家看不起朱洪武啊，他没有提，所以我就揣摩他的这个意思啊，给他添到里边。我说洪武朱明更草包。那么这个爱新觉罗呢，他也看不起，所以就说爱新觉罗随流水，随的像流水似的过去了，也不在他的眼里。可是难看今朝翟冬毛，所以呀、这是很值得某人回味的一件事。
I apologize in advance, I won't be able to translate the poem. But this is a poem written by Chairman Mao. It's called the Si. This is a verse poem. And Chairman Mao died, and I took his own verse and changed it by one word. This verse is fairly well known, and the master then recited it word line by line, word by word. When I first saw this verse, I changed one word, and Dong Zhengzhi, the national senator, also heard me do it. Which word did I change? Well, there's a line that talks about Chairman Mao says how ugly it is, something something, and I think that he felt that his own powers were quite something, because look at what he did. He elected a successor in Lin Biao, but then he went ahead and killed him. Now, if he had any sense or reason, why would he do such a thing? What's the principle behind this? So then they went on and arrested the old ladies, the gang of four, and he couldn't even take care of his own wife. This is talking about Jiang Qing, who was one of the leaders arrested. So she was in jail. So Chairman Mao's powers were really, they didn't exceed. They were not surpassing as he felt they were. He was very confused in his old age. Then he went on and died. So to memorialize him, in commemoration, I used his own four-line verse and changed just one word at the end. And I can't do it justice, so I won't try to translate it. If somebody can fill in, I hope they will.
第一个问题呢，请问师父，要怎样才能不会饿？请师父教我们秘诀。 这是果园问的，他问的四个问题，这是第一个问题。什么问题？他说，要怎么？第一个问题是，要怎么样呢才能不会饿？请师父教我们秘诀。吃饱了就不饿了吗？那假爸的别要了，谁的问题？刚，安那家。这还要问我吗？The
first question is, dear master, please answer, how can a person avoid being hungry? And the answer is eat. You have to ask me this?
要怎样做一个好的出家人?
不犯戒就是好出家人嘛,这还要怎么样? 还要头上安头嘛?
The second question is, how can one become a good left-home person? And the answer is, simply don't break the precepts, hold the precepts. You don't have to add a head on top of the head you already have.
第三个问题，怎么样磨练自己？
没有事情找事情干嘛？
The question is, how do you polish yourself? The answer is,
没有事情找事情干嘛？
You're just trying to make yourself busy. You don't have anything to do.
第四个问题是怎样才不会打瞌睡？
没有精神就打瞌睡了吗？ 这, 或者睡眠不足吗？
What was the question again?
或者想女人想男朋友想的 晚上睡不着觉，男人想女朋友晚上睡不着觉， 所以白天不打瞌睡了。 出家人呢，净打吃的妄想，晚上也睡不着觉，白天就打瞌睡了，这没有什么，很简单。The
question was, how can we keep from nodding off?
How can one keep from taking naps at midday? Oh, simply get more sleep at night. It's obvious. Probably the person is nodding out and taking naps during the day because they didn't get enough sleep at night. If it's a man, he's thinking about his girlfriend. If it's a girl, thinking about her boyfriend. If it's a left-home people, they're having false thoughts about food. So as a result, they don't get enough sleep, and then during the day, they have to make up for it.
所以这个男女之间相贴的诸事情就说关关煮酒在何之州鸟跳淑女君子好求哎就这个嘛
Is that a love song or something? Does anyone know how to translate? The upshot of it is, if you lose sleep at night, then you have to nap during the day.
有一个问题，这是国安问的。第一，上人慈悲，指点弟子如何辨别何者是业障病。
业障病啊，业障病，你譬如你这个病很古怪的，突然间来了，那要不是业障，本来病从口入，你既然没吃毒药，没吃 LSD， 没吃大麻，突然间就病了，这种的缓化的情形就生出来了，这都是前世有业障的。
The question is, how can you distinguish, how can you tell when a sickness is a case of a karmic obstacle or not? The answer is, if you have an illness that comes about all of a sudden, very suddenly you're stricken by uncanny and strange things, you can't explain it, things are flying around. We know that illness enters through the mouth. So if you didn't ingest LSD and you didn't smoke marijuana, and all these strange things are appearing to you,all kinds of unusual transformations and changes, then you can figure it's probably a case of karma from the past come to repay.
那他果安呢，第二个问题是，小儿气喘一年多，遍访好几位医生，人没办法治好，请问上人，这是否是小孩与母亲共业，业障现前的缘故？恳请上人慈悲指点。他说小孩，
我不是医生，我不答复这个问题。
小林回答方一母亲一
天，你用多少钱请我这么一个家庭顾问？
因为是医生呢，不回答这个问题。
The question was describing a sickness and asking for help, and the answer is, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to answer this question. I can't help. And no matter how much money you give me, I won't do family counseling either.
这是果泉问的，恳请师父慈悲开示。请问师父，念佛三昧即一心不乱，所谓一心不乱，是不是在日常生活中处理任何事情时，心中佛号自然涌出而不间断？
这个一心不乱呢，就是你念兹在兹啊，你用功用得上路了，所以这是念佛三昧。三昧这个名字是梵语，翻译过来叫正定，也叫正受，就是正定是异于邪定，正受是异于邪受。那么你能有正定正受了，一定会一心不乱，一定没有杂念，就是这个嘛。这里头并没有什么巧妙的地方啊，捷径啊，怎么样，我怎么能得到一心不乱？你念多了就一心不乱了嘛，你不念那怎么会心不乱呢？
The question was about the Buddha recitation samadhi and the state which is called with a single mind, unconfused.In daily life, if you enter this state, how can you go around and do all the things that you have to do and still be natural? Is that the gist of the question? Something like that. The answer is, single-mindedly unconfused means that just in thought after thought, you are constantly using your skill. You are always reciting the Buddha's name to the point where your skill actually gets going. You actually get somewhere with it. Literally, you get on the road with it.Samadhi is a Sanskrit word. It translates as proper concentration and proper receiving, proper feeling. This is different from deviant concentration and different reception. If you have this samadhi, proper concentration, proper reception, then you already have obtained single-mindedly being unconfused. And there's nothing wonderful, there's nothing clever or miraculous about it. There's no shortcuts either. All you have to do is recite the Buddha's name. Then you can have the state. If you don't recite the Buddha's name, how can you possibly expect to have the state happen?
那第二个问题是，请问师父，禅坐时进入情况后，即不想起坐。请问此时应以何种心境来保持这种境界？若欲突破此一层次，应以何种方法才不会着魔？这是果玄问的。
哪个果玄姓什么？
没有姓，就旋旋转的旋。
什么？
旋转。
旋转。
嗯，旋转。
嗯，这就是打转转的嘛。你不懂那就你没打转转了，在那个境界上打转转。
So when you sit down and you have found a meditation at the point that you don't want to get up, that you're, then how do you protect that state and how do you keep yourself from getting a demon?
朝向头头错，无为又落空。金刚经说的，凡所有相皆是虚妄，有什么境界可着的？绕见诸相非相，即见如来。竟在这个皮毛上摸索，摸索到什么时候也都是在皮毛上。
So the answer is the first answer was the person simply spinning in circles. Then the real answer, the other answer came, which is that anything that you attach to, you're going to go wrong. If you are in the midst of wu wei and you attach to emptiness, that's also incorrect. So the Vajrasutra says everything that has appearances is empty and false. If you can see all appearances whatsoever as simply no appearances, then you see the thus come ones. No matter how hard you try on the surface to grab something to attach to, feeling around for something to get, you're never ever going to penetrate to the real thing.
舍妄心取真理，取舍之心成巧伪。小人不了用修行，真诚认贼讲作子。
If you put down the false mind and seek the truth, then this very mind of putting down and seeking, seeking and letting go, renouncing and picking up, turns false. What you are doing is mistaking a thief for your very own son. If the cultivator does not understand this principle, then he is mistaking a thief for his own son.
下面一个问题是，请问宣公上人，第一，对病人如何加持？